What began as an idea for a children's story about Passover is now not only a book called The Elijah Door, A Passover Tale, but also an extensive exhibit of the book's artwork by Alexei Nachev, which is currently on display at the Skirball Museum on the campus of Hebrew Union College in Clifton. And here to talk more about this journey from book to art exhibit are the book's author, Linda Leopold Strauss, and the director of the Skirball Museum, Jennifer Jensen. Welcome, Linda.
I'm glad to be here.
Jennifer, it's great to see you here.
Thank you for having me.
Linda, I'm going to start with you. I understand this is your ninth book. Where did the idea for this specific story come from? Why did you set it in Eastern Europe? And perhaps why was it an important story for children to know?
Sometimes it's hard to know where a story begins, but this particular one, I looked back in my notes, and evidently it was almost Passover time, and this year the Seder was going to be at our house. It was going to be a very big Seder, and I was trying to figure out where I was going to put all the people who were coming. They weren't going to fit around the dining room table. I was going to need card tables, and I was taking a walk as I was thinking all of this. And I noticed a house with the door open, and I thought, well, eventually, maybe it's all going to just spill out the front door. And there was a house next door to that, and I thought, well, what if the two houses had seders, both of which spilled out of the doors, and they met in the middle? So that was the image that began the story, and then I needed a plot. I figured there was a child who lived in each house who wanted to have seder together, but the parents were having an argument. I thought, well, maybe it was a feud. And then since my Passovers were always associated with my Eastern European grandparents, I thought I would set it in an Eastern European shtetl, which is the background of my family, turn it into a feud about something really silly that would keep the two families apart. And then the solution would be this last image of the two sets of Passover tables coming together.
What's a shtetl?
A shtetl is, in Eastern Europe, there were villages or parts of villages where the Jews lived together, usually separately from other people, almost like a big family.
Are there lessons in the book for children?
I think so. When I write a book, I don't really think about lessons to start with, but having read a review of the book, which said it was a story about love and freedom and family, I realized that that really was what the book was about. It was about conflict resolution a little bit. I was particularly interested in a review which said this was not a book just for Passover, just for the holiday, that it was a book that might appeal across a broader spectrum because of these themes.
Jennifer, you're brand new, pretty new to the Skirball Museum,
yes.
And all of a sudden you've got this project that was sort of in the works before you even had landed. Tell us a little bit about the exhibit itself. It is called Alexei Nachev, Hand-Colored Block Prints from the Elijah Door, and they are the illustrations
yes.
from the book.
The exhibit is primarily these gorgeous hand-blocked prints in a traditional style called Lubuk, which were a very inexpensive woodblock print style that was popular in the 17th, 18th, and 19th century in Eastern Europe. And the feel of the book and these really lovely, simple hand-carved wood panels that are then hand-colored in by the artist Alexei Nachev, when he's done, give the essence or that feeling of that shtetl community or that small village in Eastern Europe. The rest of the exhibit, of course, are Alexei's really incredible, beautiful hand drawings, preparing each one of these blocks to print. And in many different styles, in some cases, because he wasn't Jewish himself, he was not familiar with what would necessarily have been appropriate dress for people in these communities. So they sort of start out as very sort of lovely Russian-style clothing. And as he goes further along, the characters in the book take on their true personas and these sort of peasant-type costumes that would have been traditional for people living in Eastern Europe during this time period.
Are they hand-colored? Then they're printed first.
They're printed first, and then he goes back in with watercolor inks and adds the color after he's done printing.
I understand the artist is going to be here in Cincinnati.
He will. He's joining us on March 31st from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Skirball Museum, and he's going to be doing a demonstration of both block printing and hand-coloring prints from the book using the original wood blocks.
And where does he live?
He's in Delaware, Newark, Delaware.
Originally, he's from Bulgaria.
Yes, he's originally Bulgarian. He's been in the United States, I think, about 15 years now.
Linda, the idea for your book, as you were explaining, started with an image, but I understand that you don't necessarily work hand in hand with the illustrator. Can you tell us an example of your working along, like when you first saw the prints from Alexei, and just sort of how you did end up working together?
I didn't actually see the artwork for this book until I was told that it had been sent to Malaysia to be printed. When I first saw it, I was just really thrilled because his image of that joint seder and the image I had had in my head matched almost exactly. But he added touches that I wouldn't have even thought of, like humor. He was able to capture both the individual personalities of the characters, amazing amounts of detail, the traditional foods on the table, all of that. Actually, there were a few items which had to be changed at that point. This is not always the most practical way of handling things, so they had to get the artwork back from Malaysia and do a little bit of photoshopping to make the images a little bit more accurate to the time and to the culture. But the final result, I think, is just remarkable. I was just absolutely delighted.
When the exhibit opened, which it did earlier this month, you did a reading of the book, and we're talking about your process with the artist. This was a family event. Is this something, Jennifer, that the Skirball is hoping to do more family events?
We are hoping to do more family events. This was a truly unique opportunity because I think it meets a broad family audience on every level. The artwork, of course, is gorgeous, so adults are going to enjoy it no matter what. But like Linda pointed out, there is a great deal of humor. The woodblocks have a sort of cartoon style that's very approachable for young children. And so the fact that it's a children's book and the artwork is accessible makes it a great opportunity, and we're hoping to repeat this in the future.
We're talking about a local author. Linda lives actually in Wyoming, Ohio, just up the road. And her new book is called The Elijah Door, A Passover Tale. And the illustrations by the artist Alexei Nechev are currently on display at the Skirball Museum, fourth floor, until March 31st, when the artist will be here to do a demonstration. And that will also be a family
oriented? That will also be a family event. We are hoping that once Alexei does his demonstration, he'll actually work with the kids on hand printing a handful of their own artworks themselves.
Linda, do you have anything else coming up?
I have another book coming out in 2014. I have gone back to books for quite young children, and this is a book in which two best friends do a lot of pretending. The title hasn't been decided upon. The marketing department of Scholastic is currently trying to come up with the correct title for it, but the book will come out, as far as I know, in the spring of 2014. And they are considering a couple of other very young manuscripts that I've written.
We've been talking about the children's book, The Elijah Door, A Passover Tale, which the illustrations of are on display right now at the Skirball Museum. It's called Alexei Nechev, Hand-Colored Block Prints from The Elijah Door. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
If you'd like more information about the exhibit, about the Skirball Museum, their schedule, also our author today, Linda Leopold Strauss, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.